Wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadow dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. When at the cross, the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April the 23rd, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for today's daily devotion is When God Step In. The topic once again is When God Steps In. Our memory verse is from Psalm 40 verse 2. Psalm 40 verse 2. He brought me up also out of horrible pit, out of the merry clay, and set my feet upon rock, and established my going. Let's do it one more time. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the merry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. Psalm 40 verse 2. He brought me up also out of the merry, out of horrible pit, out of merry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my going. Our Bible reading this morning is from Psalm 119, verse 103 and to 105. Psalm 119, verse 103 to 105. How sweet your word tastes to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandment give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once, and I promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is When God Steps In. There are times we go in the wrong direction due to our human nature. For example, we had quite a good bargain when we purchased the first 4 acres of land that has now expanded to become Redemption City. Our times went by. We kept buying more land, even though the price was increasing. After we had bought about 1,000 acres, some people spoke to me and said, "Why are you buying land in this bush? There are other things to spend money on." And I listened to them. However, one night, God said to me, "Son, who called you? These people or myself? Who promised you a city instead of a bus quarter?" I woke up and I made up my mind to keep buying more land. But by then, what we used to buy, 1,000, has gone up to 50,000. Today, we have over 40,000 acres. And we are still buying more. If you are moving in the opposite direction of God's will for your life, God will step in today and bring you back to the right path in Jesus' name. If a fellow might have done something terrible in the past, which made it impossible for him or her to reach some goals, an individual can commit a crime and head up with a life sentence. Even though that fellow case may seem hopeless, God can step in and turn things around. In Genesis 49, verse 1 to 7, Jacob on his deathbed, cursed Levi because of some of sins from his past. But God stepped in and gave Levi an opportunity to be restored. In Exodus 32, 25 to 26, Moses returned from the mountain and found out that the children of Israel were dancing naked before an idol. He cried out, "He's on the side of the Lord. Let him come to me." Everyone belonging to the tribe of Levi crossed over to Moses and became his army. God looked down from heaven and said, "That curse on you is canceled." Levi missed it earlier, but he got on God's side and was restored. God can step in to give you hope again. I, however, have some questions for you. Are you on the Lord's side? Do you do his will? Are you committed to serving him alone? If your answer is yes to these questions, God will step in and bring you back to the path of fulfillment, your destiny, in Jesus' name. Prayer point this morning. Father, I am on your side. Please step into my situation and let me fulfill your plan for my life. Can we pray that prayer once more? Father, I am on your side. Please step into my situation and let me fulfill your plan for my life in Jesus' name. This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.